not your typical bromance. Broadcasting across the world, live from Central Florida, with news stories, current events, social media news, and real life shit, even Karen rant worthy shit. Bro Rants.
Monday. Happy Monday. I feel like I'm like on the mic.
What kind of mic?
I feel like I'm about to like spit some bars.
Spit some bars.
They never take me alive. I'm getting high with the 4-5 cock bottle or something.
Oh shoot, Ray's over here spitting.
That's that Tupac pain. That's the first. As a matter of fact, that's the first time I've ever heard Tupac was Above the Rim soundtrack.
Oh, really? That's the first time you've ever heard Tupac?
That's the first
time. What the hell? Yo, I know we say, I've never used the term, but you've used the term yourself. Square.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was down south mostly, 90%, 99% down south.
Okay.
Music, so it was nothing from East Coast, West Coast. I mean, my first tape was LL.
Yeah.
But as far as... as I got older, it was all like down south stuff. Like,
so did you guys pick that up? I'm very observant when I hear things. You said tape, A track.
No, it was no. So was no A track.
I think LL Cool J came out right. His first LP was on A track, and then he came out with his tape, cassette tapes, and then after that it was the record players, and oh man, damn,
this
man,
dude,
gosh,
right here,
damn,
man. I mean,
you know, Tupac was East Coast first though.
Yeah, I understand. I know he's from New York.
Gotcha. There you go.
New York, yeah.
All the best come out of New York, buddy.
I don't know.
Including your boy right here. Rochelle. Yeah. Just had to put that out there.
Trying to represent, huh?
Just trying. How was your weekend?
My weekend was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Awesome. And I know you got some great news because you told us last week about Ray trying out for the basketball team. And you posted on social media that
he's officially on the team.
He's official.
On. He's official. Like, he's on it.
Dude, how awesome is that? Did you play high school ball or is it middle school he's in, right?
Middle school. I played in high school, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Dang, okay.
Yeah.
Point guard?
Point guard.
Okay. If you were to say you were the center, I was like, damn, that was a short team.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right here. This is a true story. So,
God, let me hear it.
So, look, I only played JV, right?
Okay.
Okay. So when I went out for the JV team, right?
Yeah.
I made it, right? And coach was like, I could tell he liked me, right? So, the first game, it was like the end of the game, fourth quarter. I think we were down by a point.
Okay.
And the coach made a play for me to hit the game-winning shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what happened, brother? It didn't sound like it ended.
So, yeah. So it was in the corner, right? I got the ball.
Yeah.
And as I was getting ready to shoot, you know how a guy runs at you with their head down and they aim for, like, your lower regions?
Only in football. but in a spear. They call that a spear in wrestling. But
Yeah. So it's like a spear, but it's like a fake. Where they go towards you, but they run right past you. But at that age, I wasn't keen on that.
You weren't experienced on that. Okay.
No, I was not.
So what happened? You curled up. What?
So I shot the ball.
Yeah.
But it hit the side of the backboard. Right?
Damn.
And then we lost the game, right?
Yeah.
I never forget this.
Uh-huh.
A dude in the crowd said, he said, "Why in the world they let that black chipmunk shoot the ball?"
Shit.
He called me a black chipmunk.
Not only did he call you a chipmunk, but he called you a black chick. What the hell?
Well, he was black himself, but anyway.
Oh god.
Yo, talk about
black on
let
black
me say this
crime,
right
bro.
Here. Let me tell you what happened after that.
Yeah.
First of all, my confidence just was gone, right?
Yeah.
What made it even worse was the coach benched me.
The rest of the season?
Well, I was second string from that point, second, third string from that point on. From that game right there, he barely let me come in.
Wow.
It changed my whole like dynamic. And then when I got in the game,
yeah, your confidence was gone. So you just
were, well, like, he was controlling me. Like, he was like, slow the ball down. Slow the, no fast breaks. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
Damn.
Yeah, it tainted me a little bit, but it's all good.
No, it's cool. I mean, that's why you went crazy in LA Fitness. Like, nobody can hold this man down. Hey, Ray, it's one on five. Do not go down. Oh, you can't tell me nothing. So this dude was happening like, I have flashbacks of being on the JP team and the coach telling me, do not do fast breaks, boy. No, but that's awesome. So he's what position does he got?
Most likely he's gonna be a point guard.
Guard, is he starting? Or it's unofficial right now.
We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know.
Hopefully he's starting. But that's awesome, and I think it has to contribute to what you said to him. Play defense.
Yeah, because I felt like sometimes a lot of young players nowadays, they don't really play defense.
Yeah.
And the coach, he's kinda old school.
Okay.
And so I know defense could definitely play a key role into as far as him seeing that he can play both ways.
Gotcha.
Because Ray can shoot. I mean, once he can hit shots. So, but
Okay. Is he a three pointer or is he mid shot?
Both.
Oh, really?
Uh huh.
Okay.
He's a pretty good shooter.
What about dribbler? What about the handle?
He can handle the ball as well. He's just getting better, but he's young.
Okay, but does he have tricks like Kyrie or Steph Curry or
he just has hesitation, crossover.
Oh, so he has the fundamentals.
He's got the fundamentals. Okay, but he's getting better every day.
You don't got the mixtapes yet.
No, he don't.
He's got the fundamentals. For those who don't know what the mixtapes are, they're like the N1. Go Google. You guys are like, what, the mixtapes? What? When does that drop? Because we were spitting in the beginning.
The professor.
Right? Oh, yeah, the professor. Ooh.
Hot sauce.
And what was the other one? Bone something? Oh, Bone Breaker? Skull Breaker? No, Bone. Oh, what was the heck the other guy?
Yeah, I know you're talking about with the do-rag all the time.
Yes. Stone Crusher. Skull Crusher? Skull Crusher?
No.
I think
you're probably thinking about Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher. Okay, is it Bone Crusher? Or no. Is that a wrestler?
I think it's a rapper.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I've been out of it. I don't know.
It don't matter. I think he's from New York too, though, right?
I have no clue, man. He could be. I'm not sure. But if he's dope, he's probably from New York. Nah, I'm just kidding. And you were saying that so that you've played with the coach. You were saying that before, right?
Yeah, the coach. I played with him at some pickup games with a friend of mine. Like, you know, you go to those. You'll rent a court out. And it'll be the same guys that play every week.
Rent a court out where? What are you talking about renting a court? I've never rented a court in my life.
Well, like, let's say, for instance, you're friends with the person who goes to that school. Like, he worked at the school.
Okay.
And so they were able to, like, use the gym. So it'll be the same guys that come to the gym every week.
But they rented out the court? This is new to me, man.
Sometimes they do, but this one, I don't think they rented out. I think they were able to use it. But sometimes I have had friends who were able to rent out a gym, like a middle school gym,
okay,
or a high school gym.
All right.
Everybody pays a fee.
Oh, okay. Everyone, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you rent out courts or like that. And I just know open courts, you know, back in the day being a baller.
Yeah, but you're talking about outside courts though, right?
Outside, inside, man, every court. Did I say being a baller? Gosh damn. Ray?
You a baller, Reggie?
Huh?
You're a baller.
Come on now, you ball with me, bro. Come on now, let's go. Come on, man.
Don't be trying on me,
man. Come on now. I'm just kidding.
But I knew you wore glasses.
You knew I wore glasses? What do you mean?
Because whenever you make them passes, they were always either a little too far to the left.
Oh, that's BS, right. Dude. My passes were on point. Yo.
I used to always be like, why is Reggie passes a little bit?
Nah.
Behind me or
so,
me.
Guys, this is when the hate comes
that's how
on.
I knew.
This is BS. I get complimented on my passing.
Reggie wears glasses.
They were like LeBron James, bro. They were like, you either LeBron James, Magic Johnson with the passes.
How does he know you couldn't even see him?
Oh, okay. Yo, let me not call it. Let me call it Haitian Fresh so he can tell you. He was like, yo, you play like LeBron James. Zoe. Yeah. This dude's such a hater. You know what I mean? You know what, man? Hater. Yeah, sorry, Ray. Your dad paid off the damn coach. That's what I was getting at. I hate to crack the story, but obviously you paid off the coach.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I don't know. Depending on how much you paid, you may be on second string. I don't know, man. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
So, man, How's your week been? Besides the great news is Raymond III getting on the team.
Well, after that, we found out that he made the team and had already decided to take the kids to go see Kyrie Irving with the Brooklyn Nets.
Ooh.
To watch the Nets versus the Magic.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure with James Harden and Kyrie, they would demolish the Magic.
Okay.
Aaron Gordon had the best game of his career.
Oh, really? How much did he score?
I think he scored like 39 points.
Don't tell me that's career high.
I think so.
Oh, my God. That's saying a lot.
It is. And I think all but the Magic were shooting like 61% from 3-point.
Oh, 61% from 3-point? That's a lot.
In the first half.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and they killed the
Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, yeah. James Harden shot for crap.
What about Kyrie? Kyrie was scoring. I know he's getting buckets.
I think he scored like 43.
Yeah, that dude gets buckets.
Man, he is so amazing to watch.
I know he is, bro.
I mean, he's like poetry. He's a wizard.
He's non-stop. He is like, you cannot stop his dribble because the way he spins and everything, like you said, poetry in motion.
So fun. Like, the kids were going crazy because he was doing stuff, and they were like, this dude is amazing to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, just straight up the skills. It's bar none.
Wow. No, trust me, I've been a fan of Kyrie Irving ever since LeBron went back to Cleveland, and I was like, who's this guy? I was like, oh, he's amazing.
On the court, he's amazing. Off the court, oh my gosh.
What about off the court?
Woo-woo.
He's not crazy off the court. This man has some valid points. Yeah. And you mentioned the stuff about the flat earth sometime. You got to look into the flat earth.
Oh, you flat earth too?
Hey. I'm saying there's some validity in the flat earth that you can
prove.
I can't get into that because we can't go over specifics. We'll have to discuss that on Weird and Wacky one day.
Oh, he's a flat earther too.
I'm just saying you can prove it. The world is more so flat than you can prove that it's round. I'm just saying there's some validity to the flat earth. Here's the thing. I don't knock it until I delve into it and I research it myself and then I see. Because the one thing you can ever do is just, you know, shut something off because you have certain beliefs. No, let something challenge your beliefs and look into it and then make it a sound decision, an educated decision versus, nah, that sounds ridiculous. Hear the facts and let it be presented and then let it go between.
If that's the case.
What?
At which part do we fall off the earth when we in the ocean?
We can't fall off, man, because it's
flat.
Huh?
It has a beginning and end then, right?
Did you hear about there's more land from, if you ever heard of General Byrd, and I think this was back in 1939, 1940s, he was a Navy general, and he went beyond the North Pole, and there were more land there that he said was more greenery than you ever could see, and they found more land, and then from there, I believe the North Pole, they made a truce with every nation that no one can claim the North Pole. Because there's other lands out there. There's lands that we don't even know about. They keep from us. That's why you can't go past the North Pole. There's more land out there. And so look at it. General Byrd, I believe. Admiral Byrd. Huh?
Is it Jurassic Park out there?
I don't know, man. I know there's more greenery than he said there's different. There's more resources than you can ever imagine. It's greenery. Because after the cold, then it comes back to greenery. And he said that I don't know if he discovered it, but they discovered the dome. So they discovered the wall.
This is very interesting.
So if you look at supposedly Operation Fishbowl back in the 1940s when they were shooting up atomic bombs in the air, they said it was for a military experiment, but they were trying, from what they've said, they were trying to crack the dome. So basically, they say we live in a dome. If you follow the Bible
I think I've seen this.
Yeah, if you follow the Bible verbatim, it says we live in a dome. And
I think I've seen this on Stephen King.
What do you mean on Stephen King?
There's a show on this called The Dome.
The Dome. Oh, it had a TV show called The Dome?
Yes, you remember that?
Yeah, but everything, you just got to remember this. So there was a Hennessy commercial, and we weren't prepared for this. There was a guys who weren't prepared for this. He just wants to try me, so I'm gonna bring out anything I have
not,
in memory.
I am not trying.
So there's a
I'm just listening and learning that Reggie's a flat earther.
There's a Nas commercial. So it's a Hennessy Nas commercial. If you look at that, right?
Yes.
It shows the Jacques Cousteau, right? Jacques Cousteau.
Is it Jacques Cousteau?
Jacques Cousteau, right?
The famous
yeah, explorer. That explorer that scrubbed in the ocean, right?
Okay.
All right, so they show him and his son, and they saw him going. If you look at it, it shows Earth, and it shows it being flat, and it shows him breaking the dome, going in, and it shows basically what the Earth looks like.
On a Hennessy commercial.
Because they give you the truth in on TV and stuff, man. The dome. Why do you make a dome if we're not, you know? I just say there's more things unknown for us to say they give it. So let's say there's aliens out there, right? Okay. So we're going to cover that on our Weird and Wacky, right? But they don't tell us. But then now they tell us, oh, yeah, there's proof that government, there is aliens. So they keep things from us because they know what they believe, they know what's best for us. And if what we're ready for is as a mass, as the public. So they, as far as discretion, they keep it at their discretion as far as what they let us know.
Okay.
So, and then there was this other, okay, Picard, right? So Picard was one of the first guys. He went up in a hot air balloon. This was in the 1930s, again, 1935 or something like that, right? He went up in a hot air balloon to see how far he went. He traveled the highest. I don't know how much miles above the Earth atmosphere he traveled, right? He went there for a day or two in a hot air balloon, and he's described the Earth as a flat disc with turned up sides that were icy. So he described Earth like that.
So I'm reading this thing called the National Environmental Satellite Data Information Service.
All right.
Now, I don't know how accurate this is, but they suppose they're using satellites and all this. They're saying, unlike Antarctica, there is no land at the North Pole.
You're looking at that, but I said look up Admiral Byrd. And what he did, he was actually on a news station. It's discovered in the 1930s, 1940s, around that time. I don't have the exact dates, but it's documented.
Well, how do we know that he wasn't?
Because he worked for the government, and he mentioned it, and they were supposed to go back out there.
Admiral Byrd, and he says what now?
He said there was land beyond the North Pole, beyond Antarctica.
Okay. Did he write a diary?
He was on the news. I don't know if you write a diary, but right after that, because it was said that he found the end of the world, if you want to put it, the wall, and that's when they had Operation Fishbowl. Like I said, this is all information that's all out there. So how you want to take it, you want to take it. I'm just saying this is what's out there.
Okay.
So I take this stuff in and I listen to it. And then if you're a Bible thumper, right? So if you listen to the Bible says, God says, there's a verse, I don't know if it was Joshua, he was fighting. I don't know who he was fighting, but there's a term that he says he'll make your enemies a footstool. So God stopped time. He stopped the sun from moving, right? And he stopped. So the sun stayed in up for a day or 2 days, so it was no night. And they were saying the sun revolves around the earth. The earth is, and God said that also, that the earth is on a pedestal. It doesn't move. And there's, if you look at the Bible, they have the Bible showing that there is this dome, like they've had early depictions of it, and people have poked their heads out of the dome.
What are you talking about? The Bible has pictures.
Well, it had like these books that I've seen that they're describing what God described the earth as, that it being on a pedestal. So it's a spear.
Uh-huh. So is it the Bible you're talking about, or are you talking about a book that describes the Bible?
No, it's one or the other, man. I don't know if it was a Bible that had a picture of it. That someone drew it from the Bible. So it's one or the other. Like I said, this is a bunch of information that, and you can Google it. You'll find it because it's out there. The old maps that they had show that there were angels on four points of the earth, showing that they, and showing the way they show the earth. I think it's how the national, what do you call those people that, what do you call that? That they show the way the lands are basically from the, when you get all those people together, I forget what they call that map that everyone sees that is part of the
NSA.
Is it? No, it's where the world, you know, where all the countries come together. I forgot what they call that map. Yeah, it's the United Nations map. It shows how the world actually does look flat, and that's how the lands are set up, supposedly. Anyway, man, this is completely off topic. You have to do your own research and look. But my thing is, I wouldn't call someone crazy. Dave Chappelle has said that the worst thing you do is call someone crazy and completely, just write them off of anything they're saying. Hey, check it out for yourself and see. Me, I don't put anything past anything. I think we don't know anything about anything. To me, I don't think we have evolved enough from where we were. Like I said, cancer and all these things are still taking over. How's that possible? We should be, we were, the trajectory where we were from, let's say from the 1930s to now, we should be way further than we are.
As far as?
Technology, as far as anything. So I think we've been held back. Okay, your phone's the only thing that's evolved. The thing you're carrying, okay, cars have gotten better, but not as well they should be. We should be running on free energy. There's just certain things we should do that they keep us from doing. You know, Nikola Tesla, if you look at that, from his technology, we use a lot of things from the stuff he created back when. So look into Nikola Tesla, and you'll see, the stuff that he's gotten. And he actually created free energy. And they were like, no, the government, you know, the powers to be were like, no, these peasants will pay for energy.
Of course, when it comes to the word free,
yeah,
you're not going to get anything free.
Absolutely. Well, you're not going to get anything free.
There's no way without somebody, you got to make a dollar off.
Well, I think if they can charge us for air, they will charge us for air. If they can put some air that we breathe. I think they could.
There's a guy that makes money off air, but he sells it when you paint your cars and, like, you know, air from devices. He's a multi-millionaire from that.
What do you mean?
You know, when you like a machine that helps you breathe when you're painting cars, like an area where you, and then kind of like a breathing mask type
okay.
of thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, he makes money off that, but.
Oh, okay. But not like, I'm saying like when they start like charging you for the air you breathe.
Like a tanning booth, like they charge you to like a booth to, I get what you're saying.
Well, let's say our green, what do you call it? Our eco stamp. They're like, oh God, you drive too many thin cars. We're going to take away, we're going to charge you this much air because you drive your catalytic converter is broken.
Right.
So I charge you some money. You get fined for the air you're taking up. It could be like that one day. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I'm surprised that we don't pay for air because we pay for water, bottles.
Exactly.
Like, seriously, and where's the water coming from? How's China buying water and buying our water and then selling, repackaging it and give it to us and selling it to us? What the hell? It's crazy. I'm like, huh? Just crazy. When you think of the things that should be free, and it's not. Like, it's just, you sit back and you're like, gosh, you're like, damn, there's a beach. We got to pay for it. You know, you just think, how is all this stuff not free? But what was the other thing that you wanted to touch on that you said, oh, I'm going to tell you what happened on air? You were like, oh, time with the family, you're going to tell me something.
Yeah. So I have a daughter that lives in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that I don't really see that often.
Okay.
So we don't really have a great relationship.
Okay.
Right? And so with that said, she's going to be in the homecoming for her school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's very beautiful. I mean, she's very beautiful. But so usually for homecoming, you have your parents walk you.
Is that what you do?
Well,
I thought it was like whoever you are running with for the title, the guy escorts you.
Yeah, you have your parents escort you, right?
That's probably more traditional.
Yes. So my name was brought up to possibly not, you know, usually when you do something like that, your parents are your first choice.
Yeah.
Well, because we don't have a great relationship, my name was possibly brought up. So I was excited about, I might have a possible chance to be there, you know, to walk her because we are working on our relationship.
Oh, that's right? Awesome. Yeah.
Then I call back and I say, hey, did she make a final decision? And her mom goes,
Yeah,
she didn't pick you. She picked my cousin.
She picked your cousin?
Her cousin. Like her mom's cousin. Bruh. Talk about
a
punch in the gut.
What?
Hey.
What? I don't even try to laugh right now, bruh. But that was kind of an awkward moment.
You don't know how awkward that was for me. Just like, I'm on the phone, like, and her mom was, you know, she was like, I'm so sorry. You know, it was, and bruh, I started crying.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, like,
I'm not
on the phone with her.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I wasn't, like, boohoo and crying, but, like, tears came out of my eyes because I was just like, wow. Dang, man. I mean, like, look.
No, I definitely had to hit home, especially when you guys are working up. But you do understand where she's probably coming from.
I do. And the way I felt is probably how she feels. Like, you feel like.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. So your cousin, has he been more so of a father figure to her?
Yeah. I would, okay. Because he's there.
But
I'm not there.
So I know, no, I get that. But I'm just saying, like, she didn't just pick him out of a random whoever.
No, he wasn't a random. He wasn't a random.
Gotcha.
Actually, her grandfather is really the father figure, but he had a stroke.
Oh, okay.
And so he hasn't been in her life in I don't know how many years. He hasn't been able to. It's been kind of like,
yeah,
you have to take care of him.
Gotcha. So I'm like trying to. Understand. I mean, do you understand why she did what she did?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I do. I'm not saying this as a way to say I'm mad.
No, I didn't think that.
I'm just letting people know, like, you know, I'm just saying this because this was going on in my life.
No, that's
you know, it hurt. And when I talking to you about things that we try to express our lives on this show,
absolutely,
just to be real people, let people know we're real people.
Yeah, be transparent. Yeah,
and so to be a parent, right, and to be working on a relationship with someone, and then for them not to choose you, it's, you know, it hurts and it's real. It's real stuff, and it's like, wow. I got it. Go ahead.
No, you got to walk ahead. I'll let you finish that because it's your moment.
Yeah, I just wish that I was able to spend more time with her when she was younger, and to be there more for her and to be more visible for her.
Gotcha. What I was gonna say is, you know, if she's anything like you, or I don't know how her mother is, I don't know how.
Her mom says we're kind of similar.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm thinking, the reason she picked her uncle is because she didn't want to hurt his feelings. And I think you were a first runner that was probably good for her, but she probably didn't want to hurt her uncle's feelings. And maybe she's trying to feel how this goes because she's probably thinking like, hey, you know, we can still have this relationship once this is over. Why do I, you know, maybe picking him over that? Because I don't know the full aspect or dynamics of it.
I don't think she's really worried about my feelings at all, though.
No, not your feelings. She's not worried about your feelings. Right. I think she's worried about his feelings because he's been there. So she was like, so I don't know when you jumped in the picture, but maybe this was already promised to him before you jumped in the picture, or maybe thought of, I don't know, but.
I think it was more of a, you know, I don't have all those details.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So to me, I would think since he's there or whatever, that was probably the first thing that popped up. I don't know when your relationship, you know, you guys started working on that, how long from now. But I can tell you this. You can be there for the most important walk down, and I can be the aisle.
Yeah. I'm going to be there for any kind of important events. I mean, I'll be going down there for the event, even though I'm not going to be picked to walk her down.
And that is more. That means I would be more to her than you walk in there. That's like a title. It's like a thing, but you guys bonding, whatever, after that, that says a lot more. And not only that, that shows her that, shit, you know, he's here, and it wasn't because he's getting this moment with me to shine. Because, I have, let's say, you know, my father, like, I have a stepdad and I have a father. So let's say my stepdad's there, and I don't call my dad stepdad, I call him dads. You know what I mean? That's just how my tradition is. You know what I mean? That's all it is in the Black community.
We call fathers.
We call, you know, whatever. There's nothing. There's no steps, man. There's just family. Even with friends and whatever, friends become uncles and whatnot. Just how it is.
Yeah, you don't really say that's my first cousin, second cousin. That's just my cousin.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Just don't do it. These titles, it creates division. Weird. So if there's something to happen, I'm going to give, let's say, the person that's been in my life more the credit. I will feel sorry for my father because we didn't have that type of relationship. So I can understand how it must feel for her, you know, being in that dilemma. And but, you know, you're always going to do right and give credit to who it's due to. You know what I mean? And speaking of, I mean, this week my mom had texted me and she was like, well, she texted a group text. We have a group text to that before with my brothers. So all
y'all,
all of us is in there. So she's like, oh, you know, hey, pray for my father, the one that's in, he's in Jamaica, actually lives in Jamaica. Because apparently he had gotten COVID, so he had gotten pretty serious. And he was in the ICU, so they were trying to work on his breathing and whatever, doing everything not to get him on a ventilator.
Right.
So I was like, man, it's so crazy. Because not everything that divides you or anything that you've held on, whether it be a grudge, differences, all that dissipates whenever it's life and death or a crisis. You're like, forget all that. You're like, oh, you know what I mean? You're praying, you're trying to get in contact. And even though your relationship may not be amazing, my relationship, you know, with him has been growing for the past few years, you know, whatever, ever since the girls were born. And I forgive whatever, because being a parent, I understand that certain people don't mesh, don't get along. I understand now with maturity, when you're younger, you're like, why didn't they stay together? And I realizing that it's for your best interest, because would you rather be in a household and not see love versus be in a household and experience love maybe from one parent, but at least you're getting the love and you're getting a better understanding of love versus seeing something that's fabricated and right. forced upon and maybe worse with argument and whatnot, you know, depending on how it could go, staying together for the wrong reasons. So all that, like I said, all that stuff goes away when it's life and death. So yeah, so I've been, you know, in contact with him and everything's been, he's been doing better. He's actually got out of the ICU and he's now in the, ward, you know, the normal ward. So whatnot.
Yeah, he's stable now.
He's stable now, so he's better. Only thing he's been having is a back pain. So apparently the COVID has a symptom of severe back pain.
Back pain.
Yeah, man. So it's, you know, it was pretty cool because he had gotten some article because he has, I have younger siblings. That's funny. So I have younger siblings, two brothers and one sister. So they had like made the signs out of the window in Jamaica. They had like a portable. They had portable, you know, that they kept them in. Looks like a portable hospital. So, it's a hospital, but they put
yeah, like a
portable.
I gotcha.
You know, so they were out the window. They couldn't see him, so they isolated from him. So they had like a sign. So they did like an article on him in Jamaica. It was pretty cool. I was like, oh, okay.
And it was in the paper?
Yeah, it was in the paper. I have a screenshot of it and whatnot.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty cool. But since you were sharing, I thought, hey, why not? Let me pretend I have a heart. Guys, I really don't have a heart. I just do this. I'm just doing this to make Ray feel better because it got pretty quiet.
The story's not even real. I'm just kidding.
It's real. I'm trying to have a heart here, guys. Speaking of the other thing I want to talk about, I'm sure you heard of the mass shootings, man. I've seen a couple things trending on Instagram showing that these pictures of these mass shooters that are apprehended alive, and you have these unarmed people, all right, it's the people of color, black people, that are unarmed and killed. And say what they want to say, but some of the stuff, I think they need to term it correctly. Was it Robert Aaron Long?
The one from Atlanta.
Yeah, I think that was more so a hate crime. I don't know, because if he targeted one group of people, what would you term it as?
Well, he tried to use sex
as the
reason being,
yeah, being a high Christian and having having issues with his faith and having these sexual perverse thoughts and whatnot. It's
that's low to BS, right?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, unless you had a fetish for just Asian women, I don't. You know, but And then you had, I know the sheriff had gotten the law enforcement official, I don't know what his actual title is or ranking, had said he had a bad day. And people, I got a lot of flack for that because the way he was put, like, okay, he had a bad day. But yeah, eight people lost their lives.
Yeah, it's probably just the way he said it.
Yeah, it's the way he said it.
The,
yeah.
The wording.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then the media kind of, the way they printed it, it was...
They hyped it up.
Hyped it up, and it almost like kind of instigates things. But I just wish, these acts of terrorism, because that's what they are. Let's be real, guys. It's on American soil, and we can call it that. And
what would you do different?
Well, I'm just saying, I wish they apply the same patience when it came to an unarmed person, and that be a person of color or any people, a white person, Asian person, black person, apply that same, because the other one that was in Colorado, Denver, the shooting at the superstore, at the supermarket, the store, he killed an officer, and they still, they exchanged fire with him, and he came out, with a gunshot wound through the leg.
Was he also white?
Yeah, he was also white, yeah. So... it's like, I just wish that they use the same de-escalation skills for other people, because that preserves lives. So, these people will have their day in court.
Right.
So I think that same luxury should be given to other people to have their day in court, especially when they didn't commit something heinous and there's no lives that are at stake but their own.
I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
So they have... the training.
Right.
They're just not applying it to the regular citizens.
Well, that goes back to what Sheriff Chipwood said on our show.
Yeah.
And you guys can go back and check that out. One of our best interviews on the show. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Mike Chipwood. But he talked about how police officers now are more considered warriors.
Yeah.
Versus protectors.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And until that mentality has changed, shifted, or moved in a different direction, we'll always have fatalities for armed or unarmed people of color.
Yep.
That's the shift that has to be done.
Exactly. And like I said, I'm not bringing this up to bring it up. I'm bringing it up because this is in the news, and this is the second shooting in a week, right? A week or so, right?
Yeah, something like that, where it's been back to back.
Mass shooting, yeah. Uh-huh. So it's like, hey, man, it's like for us not to mention this, it'd be kind of irresponsible.
Right.
To not mention something that actually affects people and affects lives. So, the other one, I'm not mentioning the other one because it was Asian women. I'm just mentioning because it was lives. And then the other one were white people as well that got killed. So it's not, we're doing it a disservice. I don't mention this. So I'm going to mention it. And at the end of the day, like I said, man, I'm for the people and for everyone. But at the end of the day, I'm a person of color. So is Raymond. And I'm going to mention stuff that affects my community.
Yeah. Which is. The thing to do.
Yeah, the thing to do. For me to speak out and just think, oh, I'm just going to speak on, stay away from this. Then it's me living a lie, in a sense. Me being afraid to speak up.
Right. Well, with it being, our podcast.
Yeah.
You speak with the heart.
Yeah.
You speak from the heart and you just. Keep it real.
Yeah, I don't want people to be like, oh, how come you guys didn't mention that? I want to hear my brother or something or your friend say, oh, why didn't you guys mention that? It's one of the things that's out there right now. And be like, yeah, well, we didn't want to offend anyone. Well, it's all over the news and stuff. So it's just reporting the information, reporting the news. And this is my thoughts, like I said. And it was in social media. So it's on everyone's thought. Like, hey, if these aren't armed people can die mm-hmm. without a blink of an eye and overreacting milliseconds and you're escalating the situation. Why can't you de-escalate it and give hours of a retreat or a negotiation like you do for these mass shooters?
Right.
Because they can fire back at you and these people will still live, because all they have to say, I surrender, after they've killed one of your deputies. Like, what?
Yeah, it's going to come down to officers having better training, man.
Better,
seriously.
Yeah,
better training.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes you can tell that this is just from my look at it.
Yeah.
It's like some officers have never been around black people before.
Yeah.
And I can see how sometimes being around a bunch of black folks, you get kind of scared. You just do.
That's the way the media portrays us, right? It's crazy. Hey,
you end up being around a bunch of black people at a party and be like, whoa.
Yeah, but you know, it's crazy. Yeah. I've been around the opposite as well. And it's been kind of intimidating being the only dot in the room. I get you. So let's be real. You know, it's intimidating both sides. So it's like, but we go in there with non-preconceived notions, or if we do, we're open-minded,
right?
And
I'm not looking to
try
to make it crazy, but I'm just saying, like, I don't believe they understand, and they're not trying to understand. They're just trying to go in there and trying to control instead of having a conversation.
Yeah,
and I get, like, you have a tough job. I get you have one of the tougher job because you can lose your life at any time.
Absolutely.
But you chose that job.
Exactly. You chose that job.
And the thing is, it's called to serve and to protect.
Serve and protect. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, serve and protect. You chose that job. That's a good, very, very good point. We know it's stressful and whatnot, but you have a obligation. You have a duty. You know, preserve life.
And I'm getting my information from a guy that I respect, Sheriff Chitwood.
Yeah.
This is what he said.
You remember, gosh, what was his name? That we used to play in LA Fitness. What's his name? Forgot his name.
Puerto Rican dude.
Yeah, was it Danny? What's his name?
His name was I think, wasn't it Steve?
Josh.
Yes. He's a sheriff.
Yeah, he's a sheriff. Yeah, and he moved to Miami.
Yeah, he moved to Miami.
Yeah, great guy. And he would tell me, like, oh, this he explains it. And so we know cops. We played and friended cops. So I don't, like I said, people think the reason I don't mention stuff because I don't want you guys to be thinking, oh, they don't like this. They're so forth. It's not that. We know cops. We've known them on a friendly basis and play ball with them.
I had cops in my family.
See, there you go. So it's not like he's picking, you know, nitpicking because we're not. But hey, this is on the news and his observation. So it's like, hey, also Colorado, what's in the water? Because, you know, you got the mass shooting that just happened. You have the theater shooting that happened years ago, and you have the Columbine.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Other than that, that's basically what I had to mention about that. I had to bring it up. I'm going to bring it up, and that's about it. You know what I'm saying? Now, moving on. Well, what did you mention to me? He's like, this guy was like J-Lo and Aaron Rodriguez.
Yeah, what about that?
I'm like, dude, care about these celebrity breakups? What? You mentioned Kanye West the other day.
No.
We mentioned Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
When?
You were like, let's talk about their breakup. I was like,
that was weeks ago.
I understand that. To me, that's like superficial crap. Like, at the end of the day, they're multi millionaires. And I was going to say, Kanye West, 6.6 billionaire. To me, that's like, hey, that ain't real life.
Is Kanye West a billionaire?
6.6 billion. He's the richest black man in American history.
He's not a billionaire.
He's a 6.6 billion.
Okay.
Google it.
I don't think he's a billionaire.
He's a 6.6, but he's not a billion. He's a multi-billionaire. So,
what did he sell? What, Yeezys?
He's got with Gap, and he has a thing with Yeezys. Was that Adidas? Or yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up his net worth right now.
6.6 billion, man. I just think it's funny. That's probably why she's divorced him. Like, okay, now I can take the other half of that billion, and she'll be 3.3 billion.
What?
Yeah, look at that. Raymond, you got to stay up with the news, buddy. This dude's worried about, like, he'll be over here like, oh, Aaron Rodriguez and J-Lo, because he has a thing for J-Lo, right?
But of course. You see her in that show called, what's it called? Man, she looked really good, yo. Anyway.
You say show, you're talking about a movie.
A movie, yes.
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about Raymond say stuff, because you got to, guys, we got to realize there's a time gap for Raymond. when he, you know, it used to be black and white shows, and he's and they used to call him matinees when he went to the theater. I was just trying not to laugh. Don't do me like that, because you know how much, you know it's funny. But to me, it's not important, man. I don't care about celebrities and their relationships and whatnot. I care about celebrities, whether if they're talking about mental health, if they're doing stuff for charity, if they're speaking out against certain things and being activists, sure. But as far as their relationships, I can care less. It doesn't affect me any. Like, their kids are going to eat. They're going to eat. They're going to be fine.
Wow, Kanye West is a billionaire.
No, multi-billionaire.
Multi-billionaire.
That's amazing.
He's worth more than Oprah.
Amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
He's worth more than Jay-Z.
Do you have a rant this week?
I don't.
You really don't?
Yeah, Kanye West is a billionaire.
Now you got a rant. You're going to be like, my daughter didn't let me go to the damn thing. She didn't pick me.
I am not going to say anything negative about that. At that
no, moment. I didn't say that. No.
I'm not. Nah. I'm working on that. So you
working on that?
I'm working on that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do I have a rant this week? Let me see.
You got to have one. I know one you got.
Oh, can't mention that because these people don't know. You know what I mean? I got to keep the illusion up. You know, I can't let them know, man. I can't let them know. Do I have a rant? Actually, I don't. Do you have any good advice?
Yeah.
Actually, you mentioned that before. You wanted to talk about, you asked if I was still following through with the Good Morning. I've been trying to work on that. I actually downloaded the Secret Money app. Actually, it's been doing pretty good. It's like $4.99.
The what?
The Secret Money app. Rhonda Byrne mentioned it on her live IG. It's like $4.99. You can get it on the Google or the Apple. So you just do it, and it changes your mindset on money.
Okay.
So you're like spending money each day. And it deposits a certain amount, and you can mm-hmm. put, like, for services. I've been putting, like, bro-rant sponsorships and stuff like that. Speaking of, all right, guys, we'll be back after this word from our sponsor. Guys, if you haven't checked out the Bro-Rants merch, you need to. Tell them, Ray.
Yes, you're talking about some nice apparel. We got hoodies. We have sweatshirts.
Beanies,
hats,
snapbacks.
We got women's apparel.
We got the dad caps.
We got it all.
We got it absolutely all. Everything for the youth, for the girls, for the men. Guys, check it out. It's pretty affordable, and it just shows us how much you support us.
You have to get some gear.
So check it out. It's on www.bonfire.com.
And Bro Rants merch.
Check it out. All right, guys. My tip for the week is do better, be better. Somehow, some way, whether it's starting off little, waking up in the morning, completing an exercise or a goal, whether it's a chore around the house, do something and help your fellow neighbor.
Speaking of helping your fellow neighbor,
yeah.
I told you about this, how I, when I go to the beach, I...
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can't go on that. Yeah, let's hear about it. Can't leave on that note.
So when I go to the beach, I do the sunrise thing where I record time-lapse videos of the sunrise.
Yes, we know.
And there happened to be a guy named Kenyon who came up to me and approached me and asked me about, you know, what am I doing? And he knows I had a camera. So we talked for a little bit. And then there's another guy that came down, and what he does, his name is Manny, and he's going to school to be a neurosurgeon.
Just my imagination
running away from me. Manny would come out, and he would look at the sunrise, and he talk to us about how important it is to catch the first 15 minutes of the sun and to look at it, and also go to the beach and not wear any shoes, because he wants you to...
Ground yourself.
And then we should...
I don't mention that.
I'm sorry, what?
Tyrone mentioned that, grounding yourself. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There you go. Yep. And
how we should what?
We should go into the ocean and immerse ourselves into the ocean for like kind of like Wim Hof.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like that to just get the cold water and the ocean and all this. And so he talked about how we should, you know, get blue blockers to black out like the
from the TV. From the computers and stuff. From the
computers.
Yeah, yeah, I had those. Yeah.
Okay. And he gave me all these videos to watch, to learn about all the things he talks about. It's so much information that he gives me.
Yeah.
That it's almost like it's too I can't even. But the thing about it is this.
Yeah.
He saw us, me and the other guy, Kenyon,
yeah,
talking about, you know, sunrises, right? And then he walks up and he introduces himself.
Yeah.
And so for some reason,
yeah,
because we all have these similar interests as far as being at the beach,
yeah,
we're all there almost every time we go there, we're there together.
Yeah.
And we always like, hey, what's up, Manny? What's up, Kenyon?
No, it's cool. So you guys have a camaraderie that you built. You guys are like the Justice Beach League. Bro, guys, when this dude mentioned this to me, I was like, he was like, hey, man, I got to tell you, I'm driving. And he's speaking to me. Like, hey, yeah, man, I got to tell you about this guy I met at the beach. I said, what? This guy, every time I go, he's there. And then the other guy, and all I'm thinking is shit got weird. I'm thinking swingers or something. Because he's like, oh, yeah. And the other guy came and he joined in. And now we just come up and meet and explore and share things. And I'm like, all right, Ray. Just make sure you sanitize before you come to my house.
I don't know why every story I tell Reggie.
Crazy. Fucking crazy. It
sounds like that every time.
It's fucking crazy. On that note, you guys have amazing week.
Yes, definitely. Hey, and don't forget to subscribe, like, and share, and comment, please. And also, don't forget to buy the merch at bonfire.com, Bro Rants.
And follow us on IG. Follow us on Facebook. Yep. Bro Rants Podcast. It doesn't matter. You put Bro Rants, roll over us. Google.
Yep. Find us.
Have a great week.
Peace. We love you.
Raymond does.